With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump wants to permanently pause migration from poorer nations after the shooting of the two National Guard members by an Afghan national. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a blistering social media post, the president blames immigrants for problems from crime to housing shortages as part of social dysfunction in America and is demanding reverse migration. He calls for a halt to migration from third world countries and promises to try and expel millions of immigrants from the U.S. by revoking their legal status. The president's push to further tighten immigration policy comes after the shooting of National Guard members on Thanksgiving Eve. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has invited to the White House the family of a National Guard member fatally shot last week. Trump says he spoke to her parents. They are devastated. Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom died after being shot Wednesday and seriously injuring her colleague. Air Force Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf remains hospitalized. ICE is headed into New Orleans. Here's correspondent Donna Border.
It's been dubbed the Swamp Sweep. Some 250 federal border agents are expected to begin on Monday a month-long immigration crackdown in southeast Louisiana and into Mississippi. Their goal is to arrest 5,000 people, and it's the latest federal immigration enforcement operation to target a Democratic-run city. During a surge in Chicago, federal agents arrested a little more than 600 immigrants. I'm Donna Water.
Well, despite dismal claims by a number of liberals that the nation's economy is in tatters, shoppers turned out in huge numbers on Black Friday, spending billions and billions of dollars in both stores and online. This is SRN News. Another abortion clinic is shutting down.
Planned Parenthood of Greater Ohio says it's shutting down its clinic in Franklinton because of President Trump's efforts to remove taxpayer funding for all businesses that perform abortions. That makes 45 Planned Parenthood clinics close this year. Most of the closures have taken place in pro-abortion states, such as California, Illinois, and Minnesota. Planned Parenthood takes in hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars every year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Slovenians have rejected a referendum that would have allowed people to take their own lives with the help of a doctor. 53% of voters rejected the bill, while 46% did support it. No votes also represented more than 20% of the 1.7 million eligible voters in Slovenia, which is required by election rules there. Opponents included conservative groups, some doctors, and, of course, Christians. This is SRN News. In Sri Lanka, the death toll has risen now more than 130 from very heavy floods and mudslides caused by a cyclone. The death toll likely to rise. 170 people are missing. Here's Karen Chamis.
Sri Lanka has been battered by severe weather since last week, and the conditions worsened on Thursday with heavy downpours that flooded homes, fields and roads and triggered landslides mainly in the central hills. Nearly 78,000 people have been displaced and are in temporary shelters. AP footage showed homes submerged in floodwaters in Malwana, Sri Lanka on Sunday. Locals waded through the water as relief teams navigated the inundated roads on boats distributing food to stranded households. Authorities say that Cyclone Ditwa, which developed in the seas east of Sri Lanka, is likely to move toward India's southern coast by Sunday. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details at srnnews.com.